Hi everyone, this is Erika
and Michaela from the JEF Europe Secretariat in Brussels.
We are here today to speak about Words of Europe, focusing in particular on the word peace.
Our guest today is our Vice President, Chess Mainzer. Hello Chess, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Chess is from the island of Mallorca and a professional historian. He has been involved in JEF since 2012. When he founded a regional section in the Balearic Islands. Since then, he's been the president of JEF Balearic Islands, president of JEF Spain, and co-chair of JEF Europe's Task Force on Empowerment and Diversity. In addition to his activism in JEF, at the moment he is a trainee at the Committee of the Regions.
So, Cesc, first of all, tell us about your activism within JEF and share with us three main highlights of your time in the organization.
Of course, As you said, I joined JEF 12 years ago, so it's quite a long road that I've gone through with this organization. I think I've been in every level, from the local to the regional to the national and the European, and basically I think I've done sort of everything. Every task you can think of in this organization, I think I've done at some point. But I think that out of everything, if I had to choose three moments, maybe that would be the highlight of those 12 years. First, I would choose the creation of JEF Balearic Islands, because it really was my beginning in JEF. There was no section in my region, so when I wanted to join JEF, I was very kindly encouraged to create an organization there. So I was like, okay, let's do it. I grabbed a couple of friends, told them, hey, we're going to create this organization. They were fine with it. And we created the section there in the Balearic Islands. Then, if I have to choose a second one, it would be when I collaborated as JEF Balearic Islands with Agence Européenne Toulouse, with JEF Toulouse, and JEF Catalunya, in creating JEF Pyrenees Mediterranean, which is a cross-border section between the sections, between these three sections, because we're part of the Euro region Pyrenees Mediterranee, in the basically within Occitania, Catalonia, and the Balearic Islands. And actually was a great experience to get to have this very strong collaboration with our friends and our colleagues from across the border. And lastly but not least, it would be the process in the last mandate when we worked on creating the language accessibility guide that I was lucky enough to coordinate as a co-chair of the Task Force Empowerment and Diversity. And that basically created this tool that we can use in JEF Europe to try to make our documents a bit less difficult to read and to understand, and try to make our communications more accessible.
Thank you. So I also wanted to ask, in the context of the organization and its mission, what does peace mean to you?
I think that it's hard to define what peace means to me. If I had to use words, maybe as a way to start the definition, I would say that it's things like coexistence, cooperation, or collaboration. I think that peace is not just being around without any violence. Peace is also about actively creating a space where we can all live together, where we can all cooperate, where we can all thrive. As a collective and as a community. In that regard, when it comes to JEF, we see that in the same way. We see peace as this process of positive construction, of creation of the conditions for peace. It's something that is in the DNA of JEF, and it's that's the way basically that we see peace, as this effort towards aiming for peace, not just it being the absence of any conflict.
Since February 2022, many things have changed in terms of peace in Europe, as we have witnessed the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. How has this impacted the vision and political priorities of JEF, and what has JEF done in terms of promoting peace in Europe?
When it comes to the political priorities, it of course meant a change, because we didn't think that we had to again prioritize peace building as one of our main goals. It doesn't mean that peace is not one of the goals of Jeff. Actually, that's part of the DNA of the Federalist movement. But we didn't expect to see an open armed conflict in Europe anymore. This doesn't mean that there was not already a military confrontation between Ukraine and Russia, but the full-scale invasion really proved to us that the road towards creating this actual peace, this real peace, not this just absence of conflict, is a long road ahead, and that's why we decided to adopt peace, or to set peace as one of our main goals. On the aspect of political priorities, then when it comes to specific actions, then the last mandate, basically we shifted many of our activities towards supporting Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. We took part in fundraisers, both by supporting them or by sharing them. We took part in civil society organization visits to Ukraine to show the Ukrainian society that Europe as a whole stands behind them. But that's not the only things that we did. We at this mandate, basically peace building as a positive process that I was mentioning before, as the actually what it means to achieve peace, that has become the one of the pillars of the mandate. Federalist peace building as a, and concrete specifically federalism as a tool to create peace. And actually we are at the moment working with our colleagues over the Altiero Spinelli Institute and the Jean Monnet House to create a program for the next Federalist Academy edition, which is going to be focused on the aspect of Federalist peace building, because we need to have also the ideological foundations of how federalism can achieve peace, so that we can implement that and bring that to the field.
So speaking of changes, there is an upcoming election where Europeans are going to head to the polls to vote for their representatives in less than a month. So what would you like to see in their political priorities in terms of peace during their mandate?
I think that on the one hand, working towards ending the slaughter in Ukraine by protecting civilians has to be a priority and continue to be a priority. It's that's basically the main goal. We have to help Ukraine continue protecting themselves against the Russian aggression, but also the priority should be working towards really creating the conditions that make impossible this kind of war. Because one of the problems that I feel has been one of the main problems is that we have grown too used to peace as just the absence of conflict, and we really thought that we had created conditions in this continent for war not to happen again. But that was just an illusion, and the 24th of February of 2022 proved to us that we did not really live in that world of a Europe where conflict was no longer possible. So we really need our representatives and the representatives that make up the European Parliament after the 9th of June. We need them to work on a road plan, on a roadmap towards achieving an actual peace, a long-lasting peace in Europe, towards actually making of Europe the continent of peace, a continent where military conflict and violence have to be gotten rid of.
And talking about peace and Jeff, because Jeff is a youth-led organization, is made by young volunteers. What is your message for young people who would like to be involved more in promoting peace in Europe?
I believe that peace, as I was saying, is a process that has to be actively achieved. But it's not just about the broader geopolitical absence of or broader geopolitical peace. Peace can be built from the local communities by fostering coexistence, by fostering acceptance of diversity and pluralism. And in that sense, I would recommend any young person who wants to work for peace to get involved in their local communities, to support charities, to join associations and NGOs that actively fight for a fairer society, so that we really can prove at the local level what we want to see in the world and the kind of change that we want to see in Europe and the world. And because that's the way to build up things. I like to say, to tell to people, that sometimes we believe that small actions and very limited actions may not seem like they can make a difference, but actually they can. And the most little actions we perform together in the same direction are going to have a great impact over time. And that would be my message to them.
So going back to the topic of European elections, if you could speak to one of the candidates, who would it be and what would you tell them?
Choosing one would be very difficult for me. It's very difficult to choose one. But I think I would address all of them. And I would ask them about peace, but about peace in real terms. What is their plan? What they want to do to end war in Europe once and for all? Because I have a feeling that we talk a lot about the most specific aspects of the war in Ukraine, for example, about arming the Ukrainian armed forces so that they can continue the struggle, which is important. But I don't hear anyone talking about creating the mechanism, setting up, laying down the foundations for a long-lasting peace. And I think that's what I would ask each and every one of the candidates. What is their plan to achieve peace in Europe?
So thank you for your answers, Cesc, and for joining us today. And just to close this episode, can you give us a word of Europe for the next episode?
If I had to choose a word, I think I would say democracy.
Thank you for joining us and goodbye.
Bye.